The council unanimously approved the Secretary General's request for a temporary surge in peacekeepers. But the question now is, who will contribute the troops and how soon will they arrive in the conflict zone? French Ambassador Jean-Maurice Ripert said some countries have offered troops, but the Department of Peacekeeping is still looking for the full number needed, and it would take some weeks.
Today we authorize the PKO to recruit and increase the number of troops on the ground, but they have to do the work. But they have started planning for that, I think.
Countries considering contributing troops are meeting at UN headquarters. Diplomats say the reinforcement of the mission known as MONUC is necessary to help the fragile peace process and ease the growing humanitarian crisis. The UN mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo is already the organization's largest, with about 17,000 peacekeepers. But they keep watch over a territory the size of Western Europe, and a spike in violence since August has, according to UN officials, overstretched the mission. Peacekeepers have been redeployed in recent weeks from other parts of Congo to North Kivu, the epicenter of the violence. About 6,000 peacekeepers are in that area now, particularly in and around the city of Goma. Congolese government forces and rebel fighters led by renegade General Laurent Nkunda have clashed repeatedly in the eastern Congo since August, following the collapse of a January peace deal. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.